Welcome to another Newsmakers podcast from New Radio. I'm Tim Coles, and as we wrap up June Dairy Month, the Wisconsin State Fair announced their dairy products competitions winners. We were able to catch up with the namesake of Crone Cheese Store, Roger Crone, and also the head cheese technical manager at AgriPure in Luxembourg, and caught up with them to talk about all things cheese and that award he just recently won. And first, we got to give credit where credit's due. You just found out yesterday that your smoked provolone won first place in the smoked cheese category. And I know you win, you know, it feels like dozens of awards every year for cheese, but does it get old to get that kind of recognition?
Oh, no, that never gets old. It's always a thrill when you sit kind of glued to your computer watching for results to get posted. You know, if it's the state fair or the U.S. or world contest, you're really, the day judging is going on, that's all on your mind that day, because you're just, like I said, glued to your computer screen or waiting for results to get posted to see how you did or your company did.
Now, you're a master cheesemaker in both mozzarella and provolone, correct?
Correct.
So when you take a cheese like the provolone and then you smoke it, tell us a little bit about how that process works and maybe kind of the delicate measures you have to do to make sure that you still get the taste that you want.
Yeah, there's different ways to get smoke flavoring in cheese. Obviously, one is the natural way to put it in a smoker and, you know, use whatever kind of flavor you're after, if it's hickory or mesquite or maple or whatever flavor, applewood. You can buy those, you know, wood chips and actually smoke it. Now, when you're on doing a big volume of cheese, that's a hard process to do. So, you know, there are companies right here in Wisconsin that make a natural smoke solution, and they're right in Manitowoc, actually. And it's a natural smoke where they basically extract, they build, you know, they use natural wood to create the flavor, and then through a process of some kind of filtration and osmosis and things like that, they can extract that smoke and put it into an aqueous solution. So you can have a hickory smoke flavor or a applewood or maple or whatever you're after, actually. So that's what we use. We use a liquid smoke, and we drench it. You know, we soak the cheese in a brine solution, basically, that has smoke flavor, that whatever smoke we're after to get in that solution, and the cheese absorbs along with the salt from the brine. It also absorbs the smoke flavor from that also.
And you also had a whole milk mozzarella, part low moisture, all sorts of different words that are involved with that one. And it's always interesting when you look at the results of these. I know this is something that we've discussed in the past, is that a lot of times these awards are decided by tenths of a point, even hundredths of a point at this point. And when it comes to those small differences, what is maybe the difference between a 99.4 and a 99.1?
Yeah, when you get up in those kind of numbers, when you're 99%, you know that's a awfully good piece of cheese. So, you know, you learn after doing this for many, many decades, like I have, and, you know, watching, judging at the contest, which I've, you know, the public is always welcome to watch the judging at these contests. You learn the little tricks what judges are looking for, and when they have two cheeses or three cheeses that are very equal, then it gets down to really little nitpicky things like, is the seam on the bag perfectly straight? Is there a wrinkle in the bag? Things like that. So that's where you get into the, like, 500ths of a point between first and second sometimes. It's just a little thing like your packaging might be just have a little crease in it or something. So you learn those things after years of doing this, that if you know you're making a good piece of cheese, then you look into all the small details that go along with it.
And that's got to be frustrating, too, because you might take it in the package, or sometimes they get delivered, and you don't really have a control what that package looks like.
Yeah, you have to be very careful on how you ship these things or get them to wherever the contest is and make sure that they're handled with gentle, loving care, if you will.
And you mentioned you've been a cheesemaker for decades at this point. I mean, you started working there as a young boy and slowly moved your way up back when it was Crone Dairy Products, and then now it's obviously Agripure and things like that. Do you ever wake up and not want to make cheese, or do you realize this is just a passion of yours, and for as long as you're able to do it, you want to keep doing it?
It's a passion. It's such a great industry where you could take, you know, a really high-quality product like liquid milk that, you know, that our dairy farmers in Wisconsin send us, and it all starts with that, because you can't make award-winning cheese with poor quality milk, and our Wisconsin farmers, and especially in northeast Wisconsin, do a tremendous job of sending us you know, the highest quality milk, and it all starts there, and judges are really good at picking out if there's an off flavor or odor that has something to do with maybe milk quality. So, you know, that's a problem we don't worry about. I mean, over the decades, like you said, I've been in this a lot of years, and milk quality has really, over the years, improved. You know, plate counts, somatic cell counts are so low now, the milk is so clean. And then it gets down to the art part of, you know, making cheese, of picking the right ingredients for flavor profile, and then adjusting your cuts and your cook temperatures and speeds to hit that perfect moisture content in that cheese, so it has really good body and flavor and all those things. So it's all the little details like that.
Now, you're a Wisconsin master cheesemaker in two different disciplines. You've been doing it for years. You've been earning hardware left and right, tons of awards and prizes and things like that. Is there anything in the cheesemaking industry that you still want to accomplish?
Oh, that's a good question. I think at this part of my career, I've pretty much accomplished what, you know, I enjoyed what I do. I think I might have told you, Tim, in the past, you know, one of the greatest things I think when you're in our business is because we're in the food business, and we're pretty heavy in food service and restaurants and that, and it's just very rewarding. You know, if you go out to eat to a pizzeria or a restaurant and you see families just enjoying themselves so much, because, you know, I've always said there's not a lot that humans have in common, but one is the enjoyment of eating. Everyone, I don't know anyone that doesn't enjoy eating their favorite food. So that is rewarding to me, to go and see that when families are really having a great time. And, you know, it's rewarding to play a part of that and be part of a team here at our Luxembourg Agripure plant that is dedicated to producing, you know, such high quality cheese that our customers, you know, at, you know, want it and beg for it, basically.
And then final question for you. Obviously, you make a lot of mozzarella there. You make a lot of provolone at your Agripure plant there in Luxembourg. What kind of cheese do you have in your refrigerator when you want a snack, when you want to, you know, enjoy some cheese? What are you reaching for?
I like, you know, that's a good question. And that's what's so great about this industry also, is there are so many hundreds of varieties of cheeses, plus all the flavors that, you know, you can get, you know, hot pepper cheese or cheese with bacon or cheese with wine in it or beer-infused cheeses. There's just so many varieties out there, and there's you never get tired of trying them. And, yeah, I have favorites of, you know, mozzarella is basically a cooking or baking cheese. You don't typically eat it as a table cheese. So, you know, everybody loves pizza, and that's where most of that ends up. Provolone, you can run the gamut there from a very mild flavor profile to a sharp, depending on how long you age it. And I enjoy a nice mild and sharp provolone very much. But I also like a lot of other varieties. I like a nice piece of Edam or Gouda, a nice piece of Swiss, I like blue vein cheeses, gorgonzola blue cheese, feta cheese that we make at our Wauwega plant. And then our little shoe plant makes the mozzarella sticks for deep frying. And who doesn't like deep fried mozzarella sticks or deep fried cheese curds? It's a Wisconsin staple for sure. So, no, I never get tired of it. And if you came and looked in my refrigerator, you would probably find at least 15 different kinds of cheese in there right now.
It sounds like how some people have a beer fridge. You have a cheese fridge.
Yeah, pretty much. Although I have beer in one room, I have a separate refrigerator for my beer.
You don't want to mix the two, right?
No, I keep them both separate.
Well, Roger, it's always a pleasure talking to you, talking shop with you. As once again, you've obviously know your way around a slice of cheese and around a cheese vat. We want to also congratulate you once again for winning that first prize in the Wisconsin State Fair Dairy Products Competition this year for your smoked provolone. Congratulations.
Thanks, Tim. Yeah, just a quick shout-out. It's still June for a few more days, but just a June Dairy Month shout-out to all of our dairy producers that send us the great milk we get and to the team I work with here at Luxembourg, because I can't do it myself, and I'm hoping I'm passing on a lot of what I've learned to the next generation coming up here at Luxembourg so we can keep making award-winning cheese and cheeses that our customers really crave.
This has been another Newsmakers podcast brought to you by New Radio.